Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh my gosh, is it Friday? It's absolutely beautiful. South high fives all the way around. The weekend's looking great as well. It really is. I don't know if you're headed down to Salem, Virginia. President Trump is going to be down there. Why? Well, because Virginia is in play. I've been trying to say that. I'm not trying. I have said it for quite a while. People haven't listened to me. But I absolutely think that the president is capable of pulling off an upset, or the former president. I really do. It's just something about it I think is it's resonating with a lot of people. He's the real guy in this election. He really is. What did Eric Trump say to us a couple of weeks back? He described his dad as the blue-collar billionaire. And the appearance of the McDonald's, the appearance of the trash truck, I'm telling you, I think it's spot on. Anyway, with all of that going on, we get another round of really bad jobs numbers. I mean, these are embarrassingly bad. 12,000 jobs created across the entire nation, and they had been predicting 120,000. Now, you know me. If it involves numbers and it's more than, say, three or four digits, I check out. However, we have a real live, honest-to-goodness economist, Dr. Dave Brad, who joins us every Friday afternoon. It's always great to talk to Dave. He is out at Liberty University now. He's the senior vice president for, you know, senior vice president stuff. But when he appears here, I just want to be very clear, he's here simply because he's my buddy Dave, and we talk about stuff, but he's not here on behalf of Liberty University. There's your disclaimer, Dave. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Listen, the pleasure is always mine. Let's start with the bad news, or the troubling news. What the heck is that? 12,000 jobs created? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, and the timing, you know, with the election in the background couldn't be worse. But, it was supposed to be, I think, 254,000 positive jobs was the expectation. Instead of 250,000, it ended up being plus 12,000.
Yeah.
And if you take out the government jobs, you had the first negative jobs print since COVID. And so, yeah, that's pretty bad. And then on top of that, you know, the government officials have been going back and down. They come out, right? They announce positive news. And this is supposed to be like sacrosanct, right? These are like holy of the holies, right?
Right.
These job numbers are supposed to be private, but this administration leaks it and leaks positive every time. And then a month later, all of a sudden, they downgrade them by 100,000 every time. And a couple months ago, you had me on, and they downgraded the numbers by 850,000 jobs. They overprinted.
Yep.
And so it's just political brinksmanship right here from our U.S. government. They're supposed to call balls and strikes. And so that's the most problematic thing, right? We're not supposed to run a government this way, and they are. And, you know, if you don't believe me, folks, just go look it up. Just it'll take you about, you know, 30 seconds to go Google all this stuff. And just verify that the government is playing games with the American people on jobs.
Now, I've got to ask you, is this, we talk about the 12,000 that were created in theory, and you say you take out the government jobs. Looking backwards a little bit with some of those bigger job creation numbers, are any of those actual jobs in the dreaded private sector, or is it all government stuff?
No, most of it's government, healthcare, et cetera. And then, you know, the huge stat that people don't even believe. I recommend Zero Hedge because they put all the government charts up, the Federal Reserve charts, CBO, BLS, you know, Bureau of Labor Statistics and all that. Go there and you can go look at all this stuff. But over the last year, all the new jobs have been part-time. People are having to work two or three jobs without benefits, and with, you know, without that stability, in order to pay the bills. Let me repeat that. All new jobs for the past year are part-time. The full-time jobs are negative. They've decreased. In addition to that, all new jobs over the past 4 years have gone to foreign-born workers. Not a typo. All net new jobs for the past 4 years have gone to foreign-born workers, not to native-born Americans. And this is why you're seeing this populist realignment. Add inflation on this, right? Prices are up 22% over 4 years. And the New York Times, the headline, they're playing politics. They say inflation's down. What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. The big deal is prices went up 22%, and they've never come down. Right. And so if inflation is still 3% core, which is the Federal Reserve's key measure, they're going up by 3. So they're going from up 22 plus 3, so up 25%. And, the New York, that's their headline in the paper yesterday. It's just intentional deception on that's the number one issue for Americans. But, and Americans don't believe any of this, right? They know what they're paying. So that's yeah. The good news.
Well, Dave, for anybody who still had a question about how outrageous the conduct was on the part of the White House and how irresponsible the reporting is on the part of the legacy news media, we all heard Joe Biden refer to us as garbage. It was clear. It's probably the clearest thing the man's ever said in 50 years in public life. And the spin, my God, you have actual civil servants in the White House whose job, I guess it is to transcribe stuff. They're angry at the political people going, no, he said what he said. I'm putting it down on the paper. And right. Then you got the New York Times lying about it. It's outrageous.
Yep. Well, this is on the verge of fact checking.
Okay.
But I'll tell you the backstory on that. Guess who landed that bomb? Jill Biden is the backstory because the day before Kamala Harris distanced herself 5 times in her closing argument, the closing speech. She distanced herself from Joe Biden, who bent over backwards and let her have the reins of the party.
Yep.
And Jill Biden, that's the rumor mill, is that she is not happy. And so what was the bad Trump headline? Garbage from a comedian. So what did they do? Garbage.
Yeah.
And, you don't have to be that cynical to see some logic there.
Well, I am that cynical, but nonetheless, I saw that. I'm telling you, Dave, when he said that and I thought, yep, that was like on a 3x5 card that Jill Biden put.
Wow,
right,
I know. Right.
A good
right.
Dr. Biden is not happy about going back to private life.
Not happy. Mm-mm. Not happy. Yep. And that's very rare if people don't know, right? The Dems never crack.
That's right.
When Pelosi used to have a budget bill, it was horrendous, unanimous every time.
Yeah.
Republican Party, we had the Freedom Caucus. If we didn't like a number, sorry, that's not rational, guys. I ain't voting for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, people need to start looking a little deeper, just one line down to see what's really going on in this country.
So, you're thankfully, I know for you, you're looking at politics sort of in the rearview mirror. You're not involved in the mire and the muck and all that nonsense. But you're looking at it as an American. You're looking at it as a brilliant guy. You've been in D.C. What's your sense? A couple of days out from the election, is this Trump's to win, to lose? Is it Harris's?
No, I think it's going to be very tight.
Yeah,
but. That in closing, the energy seems to be on the Trump side.
Yeah,
nothing to get cocky about. But I do predict that he wins 2 or 3 more seats than people are guessing.
Okay.
So instead of 270 for the Electoral College, I'm thinking of over 300.
Yep.
And that's enough maybe to take the House as well. And so that's my right now as of today preliminary. When the Wall Street Journal, right, they hate Trump. They came out and gave 3 reasons that Kamala's losing, and they were just very rational, and they don't like Trump, and so I think that it's just too much, right? People like you may say I don't like the personality, I don't like the brash New Yorker, I don't like blah blah blah, but you just put it the gravitas, she just does not have it, she hasn't earned it.
Mm-mm.
and the resume's not there, and their side of the football has inflation and a million dead in Ukraine and a border invasion.
Yeah.
And it's just too much.
Well, I hope that you are correct. I know none of us are here doing predictions, but Dave, I am with you in this regard. I'm amazed at how bad she is. And what I mean by that is, I get it. Not everybody is comfortable speaking publicly. Not everybody is equipped to hit the campaign trail. But she is exceptionally bad at public speaking. She is unbelievably bad at retail politics. She's like a case study in what not to do.
Yeah, well, if you go, you know, Tucker interviewed, I can't remember the name, but someone who went over her biography. And if you go look at the jobs she had along the way and how she got the jobs or whatever, it's pretty fascinating. And so, you know, the problem is, it's been a month, right? They handed over the political football. They thought the mainstream media would whoop it up and
right.
It'd be the party of joy. And it went from joy to Hitler metaphors in the last month, right?
Yeah.
And it's just not credible. And you know, just for fascism, for people that don't know, is a combination of big government and big corporations. And right now, that's on the left.
They own.
Harris has come on and said, "I have the Fortune 100. I have the Magnificent Seven, the big seven firms that are worth more than all European markets combined."
Yep.
And so, Republicans, we want the federal government to downsize significantly, right? Give the states the power, return power to the people where it belongs.
Yeah.
And so the charges are just, they just don't pass the smell test.
No, they don't. Well, Dave, as always, I appreciate you being here. I think the world of you, as you know, and I'm not going to put you out there as predicting a Trump landslide, but 300 plus sure sounds like a nice, comfortable margin.
Yeah, and it's not a landslide. It's just a two or three extra states, you know, Nevada, Arizona, one of the extra upper Midwest states.
Yeah,
and it'll be a mandate compared to what the mainstream media has been saying.
Yeah,
I think the people are going to be shocked when they see, oh, you know, we've been lied to again. Okay, shocker.
Well, on that happy note, my friend, I wish I wish you a blessed weekend. Again,
brother.
My thanks for being here. That is Dr. Dave Brad. He's just one of the best of the best, and he joins us every week. He's here every Friday. We talk about economics.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We talk about the world, and again, he's not here speaking on behalf of Liberty University. But I am going to tell you this, having been part of his CEO summit this year at Liberty University, if you have kids in high school and they're thinking about college, I am here to tell you, you need to make sure that Liberty University is on the list to consider, because just a great facility, which is nice, incredible professors, the students there, I was so blown away by them. They're just such nice kids, smart kids, just a great place. Anyway, so there's my commercial for Liberty University. 517, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.